We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Time for a Jeff Hathorn update brought to you by Bowser Chevrolet. Check out their grand opening in Beaver Falls. Jeff, you have some Ronald Ocean news, yes?
Yeah, on the day he was found guilty of reckless driving on McKnight Road, Antonio Brown tweeted, quote, "Thank you, Steeler Nation, for a big 9 years. Time to move on and forward. Hashtag new demands." Penn center of Evgeny Malkin will have a hearing at some point this afternoon with the NHL on the phone. After he swung his stick at the Flyers' Michael Raffle, it's likely Malkin would receive a suspension of 5 games or fewer and a fine of up to $10,000. Pens are off today, home to Edmonton tomorrow night. Both teams at 500. Both teams with a pair of ACC wins. Pitt is at Boston College at 7 o'clock on the Fan. Each team also led by dynamic guards. Kai Bowman for the Eagles, Xavier Johnson for Pitt. Panthers preview, Andrew Filippone and Julius Page, 5 hours away. Pirates are a day from official workouts. Coming off hernia surgery, starter Chris Archer says he'll be ready when the season starts in 6 weeks. As for the team,
second half of the season, our starting rotation was exceptional, and our bullpen was elite. And I think we've done things to complement each of those areas nicely. Jordan Lyles and Francisco Liriano, I think it's going to be a great competition for the back end spot of the rotation.
Fans, Eric Hagman continues our coverage from Bradenton. Post-Gazette reports recently retired West Allegheny football coach Bob Palko will be the next head coach at Mount Lebanon. More at 93.7thefan.com. Protected by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. Jeff Hathorn on the home of the Pitt Panthers and Pirates, KDKA-FM. Joe?
Thank you, Jeff. Ron, I had to mention one more birthday before we get going here because it got me, I went down the rabbit hole here. Bill Russell. Born in 1934.
Ooh.
Maybe, arguably, the greatest winner in sports history in this country.
Yep, I think you can definitely argue. What, he won 11 titles?
Something like that.
I think Yogi Berra won 11, too, if I'm not mistaken. I'd have to look. What a great, great, great player. No doubt.
That's you ever run into him or Yogi?
I ran into Yogi, never Bill Russell.
You told me a Yogi story.
I went past the hall, passed in the runway, leading from the Yankee clubhouse to the field at Yankee Stadium. I was going down. He was walking up. A ramp for only two people. How many times has he made that trip up and down the ramp?
Did he say hello?
I said hello. I said, hey, Yogi, hello. Hello. You know.
It's better than Tom Crean anyway. Do you ever hear the story of the Pitt PR guy who walked past Crean and you know, they one of those things. They bump into each
other. Excuse me, Crean, and get the
blank out of here.
Blank out of here.
Out of my way.
Yeah, right. He's a wonderful man.
What a jerk he is.
Married to a Harbaugh.
Yeah. Maybe the Steelers can bring him in and have him play wide receiver because the guy who wants to go right now has been behaving like a jerk now for a long time, not the least of which is his little tweet today. Thank you, Steeler Nation, for a big 9 years. Time to move on and forward. Peace sign. New demands.
That's what I don't get, the new demands. I mean, is this like his way of saying this is my official requesting a trade here, new demands?
I guess then he runs a video of himself. It's just delusional is the word that comes to mind. It's a video of his own personal highlights here from his Steelers career. It's just, what happened to this guy, Ron? What happened to him? What's your best guess?
I think there's something wrong with him. I really do, with his head. I think the ego, the money, the fame, you know, all went to his head, if you will. And I think he just changed his personality.
Well, the replies under this tweet, as you can imagine, are generally not kind.
Probably like, you know, go, yeah, I can imagine. Hey, Pittsburgh has always reacted that way. You don't want to be here. We don't want you.
Tim tweets to AB, it's like when a kid packs all their stuff and says they're running away. Oh, my God. And I can't read some of these. Jeez. Somebody has the crying Jordan face on AB, which is pretty good, actually. He's going to be gone. What do you make of that, Pittsburgh? 412-928-9370. What do you make of the fact that he's is so brazen about wanting to play for anyone but this team.
Well, I mean, this is not even nearly as brazen to me as him sending out the picture in the 49ers.
That's
jersey.
True. I agree
this
with that.
This is much more brazen than that.
Yeah.
I mean, that was much
that
more
was,
brazen
yeah.
than this.
I agree. This is sort of his official goodbye. This is it. Paul, please talk. Paul?
Hello. Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. You?
All righty. Hey, Ron, I wanted to ask you real quick here. I know we're going through all this stuff with Antonio Brown. He's doing this. He's doing that. Do you think in your mind that we're probably talking about a CTE situation with these guys?
I'm wondering. I'm really wondering if that could be part of the problem. I'm not saying it is because I'm no doctor and I'm not privy to, you know, his mind, but I'm certainly not ruling that possibility out or, you know, some other things, enhancements, chemical enhancements, if you will. I'm not ruling that out either.
Appreciate the call, man. Other people tweeting. One guy says, Antonio, you missed your court date just in case you forgot. He wasn't there for the speeding ticket today. I wish he was officially ruled guilty for driving over 100 miles an hour in a 45 zone, Ron, because he was late to a meeting, correct?
Well, now if he loses his license, maybe the people of Pittsburgh are safer.
Couple people tweeting out back at AB photos of Belichick that may be where he's headed. What do you think he would do on the Patriots, Ron? Not that I think that'll happen, but what do you think?
I think he'd be a great player for a while.
Eventually sabotage them?
I think wherever he goes, he's going to be a great player for a while until things don't go his way.
Joey Bag of Donuts tweets back at AB, could you please stay out of trouble for 5 minutes so the Steelers can trade you? Please, he says. That's the thing. Every day it feels like he's hurting his trade value.
It feels like it's lowering every day. Yes, it does.
Business is not necessarily booming in that respect. Josh, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not much.
Hey, so I want to hear your guys' opinion on what do you think is going to make this kid happy?
I don't think anything.
I wonder, too. Anything. Maybe a new contract. Maybe he wants some team to turn up his contract and pay him more. He was still the most targeted receiver here, although Juju cut into his attention last year. I don't know. I'm with Joe. I don't know that anything's going
to
make him
happy. He's going to go to a new team somewhere, and for whatever you want to say about him and Ben, they had a hell of a rapport, especially on broken play type situations. And even though that connection resulted in some interceptions this year, it resulted in a ton more big plays. And I don't know that he just walks into a new situation, especially with a young quarterback, and things go smoothly. In fact, I can picture the opposite. Total disaster.
So I think, you know, the only thing that this kid cares about
is himself.
Is the attention.
Is himself,
is
right.
The attention. He wants the attention. So he's diminishing his trade value every day with all these antics he's on. He's popping up on TV shows. I would sit him down. I would keep him on the contract, pay him his money, and I would sit him for the rest of the contract.
You can't just pay him that kind of money and not play him.
That's a classic case of...
He doesn't care about the money. He wants the...
I know, but the Steelers need to care about winning. You don't
right.
retain all that salary to not play a guy.
Right, right.
You know? I had somebody on that team tell me, and I quote, AB is an attention addict.
I think that's very much true. Same guy that 2 years ago said, hey, you guys know me. I don't like to call attention to myself.
Right. Of course
and he
so.
Shows up in Bentleys and helicopters and
if he did, if they did
buys
keep him
goat
around.
Rings and goes on $500,000 diamond shopping sprees.
The goat ring, he now has three of those, which is tremendous. That's $60,000 on goat rings.
That's kind of how I spend my money.
I would like to see you in a goat ring, actually, Ron. Could I buy you one?
Sure.
Maybe for Christmas?
Sure.
Just says goat. John, what's up?
Hey guys, you know what I'm going to tell you? I'm going to tell you what Antonio Brown is. Antonio Brown is Chernobyl, man. And I'm telling you, I feel bad for the guy. He has a narcissistic personality disorder. And I realize it all. I realize that just by the very nature of being a professional athlete, you're going to be a little bit narcissistic, but he's so far over the top. You know what? I'm telling you, he's an explosion waiting to happen. I feel bad for the guy. Now, having said that, you know what? I think that if the Steelers can help him, great. I think he's beyond help. Let him go.
Well, I disagree with one thing you said. Explosion waiting to happen. I think the explosion's already happened. When you don't show up for work in a game, your team has to win to have a chance. I think that's the explosion, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree with that, Ron. Except I also think off the field that the arrow is pointed down, as Mike Tomlin might say. Wouldn't you agree? Would you be surprised if there was a worse headline tomorrow?
No, I'm never surprised by anything he does.
The way things are going?
Yep.
Ron, I can't stop looking at sports birthdays now today because you got me onto this. How would you like to have been Dom DiMaggio? That's got to be tough, no?
Do you have brothers?
Yeah, little brother Johnny.
What is it like for him?
No, he's had a more successful life in every way than me, so I imagine it's pretty good.
He's living in the shadow of a legend. Can't be easy. I have no siblings.
Imagine
I'm
waking up
child.
Every day and you're Dom DiMaggio. That's got to suck,
he had a
Ron.
Nice career.
Yeah, I guess.
They just didn't sing a song. It wasn't Where Have You Gone, Dom DiMaggio.
No, it wasn't.
It's Lonely Eyes to You. Whoa.
I don't think he dated or married Marilyn Monroe either, did he?
I don't think so either. I don't know, though. Maybe.
Chet Lemon. Remember him, Ron?
I do.
Love that guy. How about Lenny Randle?
Lenny Randle.
Remember him on that foul ball down the third baseline? I think it was in Seattle. Tried to push it foul by blowing on it.
I don't remember that.
Tremendous. Played for the horrible Mets teams I used to watch with my grandfather. Pop-Pop Starkey, Brooklyn Cop. We'd sit there.
What was his name?
Pop-Pop. His name was John. Called
Pop-Pop.
Him Pop-Pop.
Okay.
He'd sit there with his whatever he was drinking, a good old Irish cop, and I would sit there with my ginger ale and my thin mints, and we'd watch horrible New York Mets teams play baseball with Ralph Kiner at the beginning. Ron, you remember him?
How do I not remember
Kiner's
Ralph Kiner?
Corner?
Yep.
Great stuff.
Oh, he was
so funny.
The malaprops there were tremendous.
All right, Ron. Don't miss the Fan Morning Show and Santonio Holmes for the Tap Brick Oven Pizza Toss and the PM team in a bake-off on the Republic Cooking Stage. Grab a Kiss and Cook apron while they last. Brought to you by Geico Pittsburgh Office. Thank you, Mr. Hester, and Morrison Kitchen and Bath. All those take place at Eat Drink Pittsburgh on Thursday, February 21st from 6 to 9 p.m. at the New Rivers Casino Events Place. Visit 937thefan.com to buy your tickets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Let's talk Geno and the Penguins next. Not a dull night in Philly last night by any means, and we're waiting to see if Evgeny Malkin will be suspended.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.